AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. Hundreds of people have rallied and marched in New York and Boston to protest the death of a Baltimore man critically injured in police custody. At least 60 people were arrested in New York Wednesday night after protesters spilled into the streets of Manhattan, holding a die-in at Times Square and blocking some streets and a tunnel. In Boston, activists gathered in a park behind police headquarters and continued with a peaceful march. Demonstrators cleared the streets of Baltimore when a 10 o'clock curfew kicked in. Maryland State Senator Catherine Pugh told protesters that she was grateful for organizers who are making sure the demonstrations remain peaceful.
Stood here and made sure that the crowds here dispersed quietly. And I think we showed the nation that Baltimore can protest in peace.
Baltimore Oriole fans could only see their teams play the White Sox yesterday from a distance or on TV. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
Once the game got started, Orioles manager Buck Showalter insisted it was just baseball, even with no fans in the stands. But he says his players were a little more careful than usual in the silence.
I think everybody was real careful about what they said out of the dugout because everybody on the field could hear it, the umpires and them.
The empty stadium, a result of the city's decision to concentrate its crowd control resources elsewhere, was a little reminiscent, some players said, of early games in the low minors. The Orioles sent the handful of fans who watched from outside the ballpark home happy. They scored 6 in the first inning and won 8-2. Warren Levinson, Baltimore.
Another candidate is jumping into the presidential race. Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent from Vermont, will be running as a Democrat. Sanders says he gets support from Democrats, Republicans, and independents.
To me, the question is, whose views come closer to representing the vast majority of working people in this country? And you know what? I think my views do.
Shares in Asia fell Thursday following news the U.S. economy skidded to a near halt this year. This is AP Radio News. The FAA says the gyrocopter that landed on the Capitol grounds this month did not pose an apparent threat on radar.
To FAA controllers manning their radar screens, it might as well have been a kite or a balloon.
Indistinguishable from all other non-aircraft radar tracks.
FAA Chief Michael Huerta tells a House panel looking into the incident from 2 weeks ago that the gyrocopter showed up on radar as an irregular symbol, a small dot that popped up only intermittently as Douglas Hughes flew to the Capitol from Pennsylvania. Huerta and others say the unidentified object did not pose an apparent threat, but lawmakers have said they want to know how that was determined. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
California officials have dramatically scaled back a habitat restoration planned during construction of 2 massive tunnels under the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta to send water to farms and millions of people. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.